Plunging into the fog, Kurt crossed the road to the Pelican Cafe. His contact, an MI5 courier, known to Kurt only as John, was sitting at his usual place by the window, a teapot, cup and saucer, together with his hat and a copy of the Daily Mirror on the table in front of him. Kurt sat down, placing his newspaper beside John's.
"What would you like?"
John spoke with an upper-class accent, and carried a permanent look of hood-eyed boredom. The girl behind the counter hurried over and placed a fresh cup and saucer on the table in front of Kurt. Standing a smidgen closer to Kurt than was necessary, she smiled.
"That's quite a bad one, but I think it's lifting."
She made eye contact. She had large crystal blue eyes and perfect teeth, like a Hollywood actress.
"You couldn't see your hand in front of your face earlier," said Kurt.
"What can I get you? A fresh pot of tea, perhaps?"
"Nothing for me," said Kurt. John dismissed her with a wave of his hand.
"Thank you, miss."
She smiled at Kurt some more and moved away, her hips swaying. Kurt and John shared a short, desultory exchange about the weather. Then John picked up Kurt's newspaper, put on his hat, and left the cafe. Kurt ran his eyes over the Daily Mirror headlines. The Anzio campaign was going well, although the enemy was holding out in the monastery at Monte Cassino, which was under almost constant aerial bombardment. A second article carried news of a huge bombing raid on Berlin two nights earlier. Aided by a diversionary raid over Frankfurt, over 1,000 bombers had dropped 2,500 tons of high explosives on the capital in a 30-minute raid. According to the report, the city was still burning 24 hours later. Kurt read that article twice and shivered. He had friends in Berlin.